Looking more in-depth on that story, with Chelan County PUD commissioners voting yesterday to extend the moratorium on any new high-density load businesses until October 3rd. To talk more about what went behind that decision, we're talking with Chelan County Public Utility District Commissioner Carnan Bergeron. He joins us here on Coho 101.1. Carnan, thanks for taking time out.
No, thanks for having me, Kent.
Let's start with the most obvious question. What led you to decide to extend this moratorium until October 3rd?
Well, first off, you mentioned something that this was going to be an independent analysis. It's actually the PUD is going to be doing the analysis. It's not independent. We're still working on the rate structure of that. And so what led us to that decision is because we're not complete. We're still doing some work. Staff has to do some analysis as far as how this is going to impact the PUD. I think we're going to be looking at some, you know, how it may affect job creation. There's a lot of work left to be done, and we're just not ready yet to make that decision.
Did you walk into that meeting yesterday thinking that the moratorium was going to be extended, or did you hear something yesterday specific that changed your thinking?
Well, you know, during and between all of these rate hearing meetings, we have lots of discussions within the PUD. And so new ideas keep surfacing from one meeting to the other. We pick up information from a public meeting, and then we watch those issues. We see little nuggets, you know, you find. You say, well, how would that work? And so we're looking at different things that we picked up through these discussions, and I think we're just going to do some more analysis on it. I think we can make it a better product, and so that's how we're going right now.
How does this affect business people in the region that already have these situations lined up, thinking most notably, or at least most visibly, he's been out there the most, Malachi Salcedo, Salcedo Connection. There are others out there. But those others that are paying the current rate right now, basically it's status quo until October. Is that what I'm getting?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And I think, you know, they're happy with that because anything other than what we first came out with proposal is a better deal for them. So they're looking to improve the rate as we are. We're not trying to hurt anybody in this process. What we're looking at is what's best for the PUD and all the customers. And this is what's happened through this deal. We're not going to pull the rug out from anybody. And what's happened over the course of this, I guess, since the Bitcoin and blockchain technology has taken hold, is they discovered, of course, PUD. They discovered Chelan County. And it's because of our low rates. And we, in the past, have never had this kind of a challenge put forth. And so we're going to have to look at this because it takes us to a new area in our rates. And so it has an ability to take a lot of power. And you've heard in the past that maybe 250 megawatts is what we've had inquiries about. But in my view, it's not the 250 that's in question. It's 100. It could be 80 megawatts because most of our power is already committed. So this high demand can take that 80 megawatts very quickly. So we need to be able to fashion a rate around that prevents, or not prevents, but actually enhances our situation here in Chelan County, and we're able to capture that revenue that doesn't change our business plans and our strategic planning going forward. So it's very complicated, but that's what we're trying to do.
Talking with Chelan County Public Utility District Commissioner Carnan Bergeron about this decision to extend the moratorium on those high-density load requests until October 3rd. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like there are two separate issues going on here. One is just the simple rate, making sure people are paying their fair share regarding relative to the amount of power that they're using. That's one. Two is ensuring that the proper logistics and the proper foundation is in place just from a grid capacity to make sure that the buildings that all this energy is getting piped to that it can handle it. I know that there have been some public safety concerns with folks basically bringing a lot of power in without the breakers and the ability to handle that. There have been some fire concerns, frankly, isolated incidents and the like, getting folks to pay that. Anyway, those two issues. One, just the simple making sure there's enough power. And two, the infrastructure demands. What element of that are there more variables to work out right now, the power issue or the infrastructure issue?
Well, I think really what's at hand right now is the infrastructure, because these loads can come on anywhere within our district. And normally in our structure that we've had, you've had an industrial rate, and it's taken time in order to, you know, if someone puts up a warehouse, for instance, then it takes time for the permitting and all those. Is everybody's notified, and you can build out that infrastructure to satisfy that need. With this high density load, and with the Bitcoin, it can pop up essentially anywhere there's a plug-in, and we may not be prepared to take care of that load. Let's say it's in some residential area. There's no zoning that prevents this. So if it pops up in a residential area where there might be three phases or something like that, then there's going to be a draw on that system, and these loads are huge. They take it fast, and for us to build a substation, for instance, it takes 3 years of planning, permitting, buying the property, building it, ordering the materials that we need to do, and so it takes a lot of time, and so these loads can come up and then strain our existing system, and so that, I think, right now is the critical piece of this. If we leave this unbridled, then where are all these businesses going to pop up? And so that's what our concern is. So we want to make sure that we have a rate in place that covers the cost of doing these things. And so we're doing that kind of analysis as well. What does it cost to put up one of these, Bitcoin or businesses, and
right.
And should they be liable for all of the costs to support that?
Chelan County Public Utility District Commissioner Carnan Berggren joining us here on COHO. Lots to do between now and October. So the next immediate step for you and for your fellow commissioners, is there a specific meeting that you're looking at convening, or is this simply you're going to get your materials and you're going to start cracking the books again?
Well, I think what we've done is we've delayed the hearing till March 21st so that we can go back in and look at this when all five commissioners are present. And I think we're going to just, start working on this rate and this new rate class and getting it down to something that we can look at and hopefully a recommendation by October. And so we can implement whatever that recommendation is going to be. There's going to be more public input. Commissioner is going to weigh in a little bit more now, and that's the process moving forward.
Carnan Berggren, anything you'd like to add, anything that we missed before we let you go?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to speak to your listeners, and stay tuned. I mean, this is a very complicated process that we're going through, and I guess what I would like to say, it's not the businesses today that really are the threat. I mean, we're talking about like 3 megs, so it's not a huge deal. What we're concerned about, and it's basically like the point of the spear, what we're concerned about at PUD is what falls. And so we just want to set up a structure that can deal with whatever comes our way, and we're positioned to take care of it. So that's where we're at.
Carnan, thanks for taking time out. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.